What's that game that you, like, pull the thing and the ball is like...
Pinball?
Pinball. Hello, welcome to the Cheap Wine Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica.
I'm Michael.
And this is a podcast where we talk about wine, parenting, sometimes podcasts.
And everything in between.
Way to follow up with that one. Okay. What are we drinking this week, Michael?
This week we are drinking the Flora and Stone Gewürztraminer. Let me do that. 3, 2. The Flora and Stone Gewürztraminer. Oh, fuck. anyway, we're drinking, it's a, if you were an American, you would say Gewürztraminer. So,
it's... Or minor?
Traminer. Oh, that's the right word. It's supposed to be minor. Meaner. Traminer. I've taken 12 hours of German and you can't tell. And I've worked in German companies for 10 years.
I mean, I've taken more German than that.
And it was long ago. So, long ago.
In a galaxy far, far
before
away.
Before we talk too much about this, let's try it.
Okay.
So, full disclosure, we had some of this with dinner and kind of recorked it.
So, I don't really remember what I smelled before when we opened it.
It was strong.
It was strong. Very strong, the smell, but I was trying to think about what I smelled. I don't know. It was almost like, it wasn't hoppy. I don't know. It was just, it was interesting. But, so when, before I drank it, I expected it to be very, it's a white wine. I expected it to be almost red in taste, but it's surprisingly sweet.
Yeah, it's extremely sweet.
So not bad.
What we learned, what I learned in Googling it, is that Gewürz means herbs or spice in German. Mm. And so it's like a...
Maybe that's what it...
A spiced wine, basically. I mean, following up on our German trend where we had the Glühwein for the last episode.
Ooh, and spice there.
Yeah.
Spice up your life.
Every boy and every girl.
Spice up your life.
So this was $4.99 at Aldi. And the label says that it is... it's an exercise in contrast, which balances its delicate floral character with inviting spice notes. Crisp and subtly sweet, it comes from vines that flourish in Monterey's windswept coastal vineyards. Where vibrant... what? I can't read. I'm sorry I ever tried.
we still like
it. But it has layered flavors of apricot, roasted pear, and orange zest. And don't you dare say it.
Apricot.
You have to be making this up. Nobody actually says apricot.
Multiple people told me that they do, so...
They didn't actually give feedback to the podcast, so...
Well, I asked them on Snapchat.
Okay, well, until somebody gives actual podcast feedback, I don't believe it. So, my review of the wine is that it's sweet, but it's not overly sweet. I mean, so take this with a grain of salt, because I enjoy sour fruit beers in general, and this isn't sour at all.
It's not at all, like... I don't know. It doesn't really taste like wine.
Yeah. So what's surprising about this is that it came in a brown bottle. And so I think I was expecting it to be red.
Me
too. I
think
we both were.
He said, oh, it's white. And I was like, really?
Yeah. So this is the 2018 vintage, as I said, $4.99 from Aldi. Was it an Aldi find?
It is an Aldi find / special buy.
Might you find it in stores today, or has it been too long?
It's probably been too long. We've had it for at least, I'd say, 3 weeks.
Okay, well, maybe we can try a different Gewürztraminer, and maybe I can work on my pronunciation. I can work with my German colleagues.
Cool.
So, yeah,
take a picture.
It'll last longer.
Well, and take the picture, show it mm-hmm. to people at work, and mm-hmm. ask them to give you a lesson.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
And then record it, too, so you don't forget how to say it.
I had the Google Translate lady.
I know, maybe, but still.
Just, okay. Anyway. So, Jessica, what's happened since the last episode?
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so why are we recording late?
So, our episode did not drop on Friday because I was... back home visiting family and went to a comedy show with my sister-in-law. That was the purpose of the trip. So okay.
Do you care to disclose who the comedian was?
Her name is Heather McMahon.
Okay.
And you should all follow her on Instagram. Heather K. McMahon.
Only after you follow us at Cheap Wine Parenting.
Correct. She is hilarious. I have been following her for quite some time. She's an actress. She's a comedian. Very funny. From Atlanta. Went to Ole Miss. Went out to L.A. to do the acting thing. And then moved back home outside of Atlanta with her mom after her dad suddenly passed away in 2015. The end of the year, right before Christmas. So she moved back home, but I think that's about shortly after was when I started following her. I think maybe it was 2017. Doesn't matter. I follow Busy Phillips, and she was like, one day said on Insta story, "Hey, I'm having lunch with Heather McMahon. She's hilarious." So she's just all around super funny, very, very real. I think that's why a lot of people like Busy Phillips too. And my Instagram stories are so amazing is that it's just like, yes, there are filters, but there's like no filter, and it's just, you post this and it's like what's actually happening with you, and it's not fake, and like you're making it look like your life is perfect. Mm-hmm. You can, don't get me wrong, but these people are not doing that, because they're actually talking and interacting and showing them get drunk and having like what's going on with their spouse and all that. So she's just super funny, and my sister-in-law finally started following her probably a year ago or something, maybe not quite even, and we wanted to go to her first leg of the tour back in August and September, and she was doing smaller venues, and they all sold out super fast. So the second leg came, again, sold out very, very fast. Multiple shows sold out in less than 2 minutes, and they added a second show for the night, an early show and then a late show, so there was one closest to home, and we went there. It was a lot of fun. Very, it was good. And then they have her merch person. She met, was selling the merch, but she met him. He was a barista at Starbucks outside of Atlanta, and moved to New York recently to be a Broadway person, try to do the Broadway thing. And he's selling the merch. His Instagram handle is at Gleefully Tim, I believe. Also hilarious. So my sister-in-law and I were fangirling over him. We were like, we love you on Instagram. He's also someone who just keeps it very real. But it was a lot of fun. It's crazy. These people are Instagram people. And then I saw them up close and I was like, like legit fangirled. I was like,
stars.
Yeah, I know.
They're just like us.
And she has her, the producer of the show on tour, and I follow him too, at Kettner Rocks, and then Michael shaking his head at me, and then she has a friend from college who has been on Broadway, and she's on this leg of the tour with her too. I think her handle is at Tina Tompkins. I forget hers. I just recently started following her, but we saw Tina, and I was like, oh my god, it's Tina. It's Tina. I didn't see Chris Kettner, but I was like, oh my god, it's Tina. And then when we came back, she was gone, so we couldn't embarrass ourselves. I don't know what I would have said. So, like, that's the thing, though. Like, I don't know what I would have said if I was like, hi, Tina, love you, and move on. Mm-hmm. Like, I just told Tim I love him on Instagram, and then my sister-in-law and him had a silly short conversation, and it was fun. But, so that's why I went. Visited family with Lil M. Got my nails done while my mom watched Lil M. My mom was the one who watched her while I went to the show because it was an hour and a half from home. So we made a afternoon and evening of it, and it was a lot of fun. Visited people, bought a lot of alcohol because lots of sweet breweries up there. Trying to think if anything else exciting happened. Anything else that I told you about that happened while I was there?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about you? What's been going on?
So I had my follow-up visit with the doctor after I got my blood work done. So I promised this, I think, 2 episodes ago, maybe, to talk about how I'm a malnourished vegan. Side note. So anytime I think someone's going to say something ridiculous, I call myself a vegoon. Because it's silly. Like people who make fun of vegans would say that they're vegoons, although I don't think this is actually popular in pop culture. It's just something I found on Reddit. If you look at r/ vegan circle jerk.
Of course it's from Reddit. It's either from a podcast or from Reddit.
Yeah, so... but it, vegan circle jerk is vegans making fun of people making fun of vegans. It's... I don't really know how to describe it, but it's funny. And so anyway, I got my numbers back, and I regret to inform you, podcast listeners, that I'm going to die soon from malnourishment because I don't eat animal secretment or flesh.
Ew.
Ew. Yeah, it sounds really gross, doesn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah.
So anyway, without throwing too much propaganda at you, I'm not actually going to die. I'm healthier than I've ever been, and that shouldn't be surprising.
Why?
Because I'm a vegan.
Okay, so you're going to, like, be cocky about it and be like, oh, it's because I'm a vegan. I'm so healthy.
I mean, kind of. I mean, okay. In some ways, it's because I have to pay attention to what I'm eating.
It's true.
And I do take a protein supplement with my breakfast every morning. And so, I don't know. That's the only reason I can think of. But mostly because I don't have animal fat coursing through my veins, I think. That helps, too.
Okay.
Also on Reddit, I've seen, I don't know if there's any science behind this, but like when you draw blood from someone who's just eaten meat versus someone who's just eaten plant protein, the blood of the person who's eaten meat is cloudy and the person who's eaten plant protein is very clear. So that shit is clogging up your veins and y'all gonna die. I'm gonna die too, but I'm gonna die with veins full of plant protein.
He's gonna die with very... clear blood.
Very extremely. And not like, it's not, it's...
It's still red.
Yeah, like clear clear red. What's the word for this?
I don't know, thick?
Opacity?
I don't know. Oh, opaque?
Yeah, opaque. I never understand opacity. Opacity. Hmm. Anyway, let's see. Also, on the topic of the doctor, the first time I visited, when they drew my blood, the doctor criticized my drinking habits, so I guess I have to quit this podcast. He didn't actually criticize it. He just said that it's something I should consider drinking less and consider why I drink, which is a good thing to consider.
Yeah.
Do you drink to relax? Because if you do, you probably should find other means. But if you drink for the flavor, then that's a different thing.
Right.
If you drink for your podcast, then it's for your work and you can do whatever you want.
That is what he said.
So.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. He didn't say that. but anyway, he said, like, he went into it without, I wasn't like, oh, but the studies, but he said, oh yeah, you know, those studies you've heard about on the news about one drink a day, how it makes you healthier, all funded by the alcohol industry. And I haven't actually looked this up, but it makes total sense and I believe it. So he seemed like an educated guy and obviously
he's a doctor. He seemed like your people too.
He's a cyclist and I'm not a cyclist. I sometimes ride my bike, but he's a cyclist who's been hit by a car 4 times and he's broken his hip and he still gets out there and rides. So that's like an addiction, worse than alcohol in my opinion. But what do I know? Like, hit me once, shame on you. Hit me twice, 3 times, 4 times.
Yeah.
Maybe shame on me.
Not really. Maybe it's how he needs to consider why.
Yeah.
He rides.
Yeah, why do you ride? Is it to relax? I don't know. That's why I run. So, one last thing from me is that I bought a new robot vacuum while Jessica was in Cincinnati, the place that she didn't name before.
Yes.
And I didn't tell her. So this is our 4th robot vacuum. One, it's ridiculous when you say it, but one is not currently functional, RIP Barnaby.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes, we name them because Why wouldn't you?
And once they prove themselves to us, so
that's true.
We have Barnaby, and then we have Edgar, who's the dumbest robot vacuum ever. He's like I don't know how to describe it, but he just bounces point to point, and
he is very willy nilly. He's like what's that game that you like pull the thing and the ball is like
pinball.
He's like a pinball where he's just like all over the place, but can hit one place twice and then, or 5 times and hit another place 0 times.
So we don't like that. And even the Roombas have like this bounce around kind of strategy instead of straight lines. You have
to say way more to get the straight lines.
Yeah. There's only like the top of the line Roomba does straight lines. And so that's why Barnaby was a neato. God rest his soul. So he's actually within earshot now, if he wasn't deceased. Yeah. And so we keep his remains around just as a memory. Also, he could become live again someday. You never know.
Isn't it like his screen isn't working?
His screen isn't working, so he can't tell us what's broken on him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so when I'm like, Barnaby, what hurts? He's like, bloop!
Bloop, bloop!
It's pretty sad, actually. I've shed a few tears, and I just haven't taken the time to fix him.
Yeah.
I've tried. Anyway, and then, so we have Edgar the Yuffie, and then we have fake Barnaby, who's the Nito that we got to replace Barnaby, and it cleans in straight lines, but it has terrible battery life, and the filters are expensive and need replacement frequently and have a lot of plastic on them, so I don't like that. And it's very loud and...
Very loud.
If I didn't say this already, which I already know, I said it, the battery life is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, to clean our house is not small, but to clean, like, the first level of our house, it has to charge 2 to 2.5 times.
Uh-huh. We also, in the mix of this, did purchase a Roomba, and we were not impressed with it.
Yeah, but we had high pile carpet at the time.
We did. So at that time, like, we may have stuck with it. That one didn't go in lines, though, right?
Straight
lines?
No, it was. It was the, I think it was a 980, which was the one with the camera mapping system. But it doesn't clean well at night because it uses the camera to map based on the ceiling. Oh,
yeah. And lately with fake Barnaby, we've been running it at night.
Right. So anyway, the new robot vacuum is a Roborock S5, which is a Chinese company. And you can tell the manuals are terribly written. And it's probably sending my data back to China, but it has LiDAR just like the Nitos have, which means it can map extremely well. It cleans in a straight line. It also has a mapping feature, like you can put a mopping feature. It has a mapping feature and a mopping feature, which isn't confusing at all. But so it gives you a perfect map of where it cleaned and the straight lines that it did, but also it has the mopping feature where it can spray water and wipe your floors, which is not ideal on carpet, but it is ideal on hardwood. Also, part of the map is that you can draw no-go zones. So theoretically, the rug that we have, we could mask off that area when we want it to mop and say, like, don't mop that spot, you dumb robot. But it seems pretty smart right now. It was on sale, and it's highly reviewed. I almost bought it a couple of months ago when it was on Meh, which is a daily deals website, meh.com, M-E-H. But the problem with Meh is that there are no returns. And so I bought it from Amazon, and I can return it through January 20th if I so choose, because it's Christmas time.
What? So another reason why he replaced this is fake Barnaby has like a thing that protrudes from the top of the van, like him.
It's the LiDAR.
Okay.
Which is the sensor that tells it the distance to the objects and allows it to map things.
Gotcha. So in our old house, fake Barnaby knew not to go under the couch because that on the top would make him get stuck. He wouldn't be able to go under the couch, actually.
He gets stuck more than once.
In our old house? Yes. Not often, though.
Yeah.
And here, since we've moved, for some reason, it's just fucked them all up.
He is a real shithead.
Yeah, he would go, and there's supposed to be, like, a soft mode where he'll go slow, and then, like, if he starts to get stuck, he's like, abort, abort, and goes back, and he's cool, and it's not working, and then there's a few parts of the couch that he can get under, but he can't get out, so then he gets stuck under it.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved him upstairs, so we had to get a new one for the main level. But I found out about this purchase via Snapchat and Instagram. Michael sent a Snapchat of the box.
Oh, yeah. It had the world's largest Proposition 65 label, which I think we are all familiar with Proposition 65 as residents of the state of California. But it's the label that you see on a lot of objects, including cars now, which says that this item includes chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer. And it's the size of the entire box.
Something about pregnant women.
Did this one say that?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. So, good on you, California, for warning us, but I think this is a little too far.
So, I saw that and I texted Michael and was like, what did you get? And he was like, it's on Insta. So, I went to Instagram. And
that's just for a second there, I thought you went to Insta Paper, and so I'm really glad you cleared that up.
And I saw his story and said, this is our fourth vacuum, blah, blah, blah. And then at the bottom, tagged me and said I didn't know. And then my niece sent me a Snapchat and with, like, her eyes wide and was like, Michael got a new robot vacuum. It's like, yeah, I know. When I saw it, I laughed and I rolled my eyes. Because I was like, of course he did, but also, cool. Because we needed a replacement. And I was at dinner with old neighbors and Lil M. And I was cracking up and I showed them and they got a nice kick out of it.
Yeah, so I mean, four is not too many. Because I'm thinking maybe I could retire one robot to the garage.
What? Like
we have the upstairs, which is where fake Barnaby lives. I've used robots in the garage in the old house.
So. In the garage or basement?
Garage. What? Also basement.
I know, basement. We need to clean up in here before.
Yeah, there's
we do
no
that.
Way a robot could clean in here.
Yeah.
In the podcast studio.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll keep you updated on my RoboRock S5 adventures, our RoboRock S5 adventures, but so far I'm pretty happy with it.
It hasn't been run since I've been back, because I got back last night.
This is true.
I left on Sunday and got back Friday night.
Yeah, you haven't heard all the sounds that it makes. We also have to come up with a name for it.
Yeah, we do. So everyone, tag us with your names. We have, we really liked Barnaby. We thought that it was a very nice, like, butler name.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking for a butler name. We like for it generally to be a play on the name of the robot. So this could be, like, Rocky, but that's a little too obvious. It's not very butlery either.
Yeah, I don't
Rocky
like...
would be the worst name ever.
Yeah, seriously.
So, send us your thoughts on Instagram, or maybe... leave us some voice feedback we can play in the podcast at anchor.fm/cheap.
Or Instagram, Cheap Wine Parenting.
Yeah, that too.
One other thing that... Oh, well, anything else to add about that?
No, that's enough. More than enough.
Okay. One other thing that's happened since the last episode is we went to our first kid birthday party for the little boy on the street. He turned one, and it was last weekend. Funny story, I thought it was on Sunday. And it was on Saturday. So when I got tickets to Heather McMahon, I thought it was November 18th, a Tuesday. And so when the invite said the 16th, I was just like, okay, the 18th is a Tuesday, so the 16th is a Sunday. But it was really the 19th. And I didn't think to look at a calendar because I was like, of course Heather McMahon is on the 18th. I know what I'm talking about. So I texted... her on the street, I texted our friend and was like, hey, if you need someone to watch, your son while you get ready, let me know. We don't mind watching him if you need him out of the house. And she was like, thanks so much. We have our friend from home visiting though, so we're good. But if you want to come over to the party early, you can. And I said, okay, I'll keep you posted tomorrow. Cause I texted her Saturday morning. And thinking if they may have done something on Saturday. And then Sunday, because the party started at 1 on Sunday. Or Saturday. God.
I can't even keep it straight.
So, thinking that, like, that was nice of her. She's throwing it out there. But, like, tomorrow may change. Like, maybe she'll be like, never mind, don't come over. So, I was like, I'll keep you posted tomorrow. And she was... she must have, like, talked... I feel I would have done this. Like...
How do I
respond to this? She thinks that the party is tomorrow, I think. What is happening? OMGs, what do I do? So I feel like it literally took her at least an hour to respond.
Wow.
And she was like, what's tomorrow? So then I was like, oh, snap.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah. So I looked
tomorrow's the party.
Yeah, I know. So I quickly got the invitation and was like, oh. Cool. And Michael and I had a day planned on Saturday, so whatever.
Relatively speaking.
I know.
As much as one can plan a day with an infant.
True. But I'm so happy that I texted her because we would not have been home.
Yeah, correct. We would have missed
the party. We would have missed the party. I would have been so, so sad.
I would have been impressed.
But it was a good time. Lots of kids there. I met... her best friend from home and we talk. She also stays home and her daughter is 4 months older and then Lil M, so she was talking about what she does to make friends and how she gets out because she needs to get out because it's lonely staying home, and her daughter needs to get out and just get fresh air and all this stuff. But apparently, I have not looked it up because I don't remember what it's called. There's literally an app to meet, like, parents and set up play dates and stuff that is like a Tinder, but for moms. You literally swipe to pick, like, yes, I'm interested, and you put info in there, like, my baby is X years old and I'm looking for a play date or to go to a park, and yes, I can host a play date, and this is what, like, I like to do, and my kid is doing this right now, like, crawling right now and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's amazing.
It's a lot.
So, I might do that. And as she said, she was like, a lot of the times, you find someone that sets up a meetup or something, and you meet these people, and they're usually not the people that you would want to hang out with, but at least you get out and you can try to meet people.
Yikes.
Yeah. But she lives where she grew up, so she has friends.
That helps,
but for me, can I be picky? I don't know.
Not at this point.
Seriously. But anyway, it was a good time. Lots of kids. Lil M was just mesmerized and watching all the kids. The boy was not interested at all in his birthday cake. Mm-hmm. He, like, poked it a little bit and then looked around like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Why are all these people looking at
me? Why is there a camera? Why are people videoing me? And then finally the mom took some of the icing and, like, put it on his face, and he was like, why? What is happening? So, it was fun. But I'm happy we went. Our first... Congrats, babe. Our first party.
Yeah. Baby party, since we were babies.
Anyway.
So, my take is that I am awkward.
Okay.
Which is why it's good to be on an audio podcast. Because mm-hmm. I can just be myself.
Right.
And, having the kid made it easier to be awkward, because I could just pretend to be focused on my kid. And I don't really need more friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. Probably.
I mean, we need friends here.
Yeah, good point. So I need friends here, but I don't know. So it allowed me to be less awkward by focusing on the kid, I think.
And, right.
There was another guy there named Mike who was the... Jesus, this is confusing.
The husband of the woman I was talking to told me about the Tinder for moms.
The husband of the Tinder for moms lady, yes. Mm-hmm. His name was Mike also. And he said that he didn't need any more friends and that he was sick of being introduced to people through Tinder for moms.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, basically I agree with him. But at the same time, we definitely need friends here. And so,
yeah,
I think you should get on Tinder for moms, but not real Tinder.
Mm-mm.
Not a dog.
I don't need to be on Tinder.
That's a no from me, dog.
Good call. It's a okay. No from me, too.
Okay, so that was my review of the party. Babies.
Babies.
They're a thing.
Yeah. But anyway, this past week was busy for me. It was a lot of fun. Very happy I went to see Heather McMahon. Mm-hmm. Very, very happy. A lot of the stuff she said was in Instagram stories already. Not a lot. She just elaborated more, and then there were also new things. But it was just... I'm very happy. So many women.
Of course.
So many women.
How many men's?
Not many. She's partnered. Sorry to go back to this. She partnered with Bumble. You know, the dating app that, like...
I do not know the dating app. Tell me more. Do you know something about this dating app?
Well, we have talked about it with friends.
Okay.
So, calm down. That the woman has to reach out to the men. Men cannot reach out to women. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So, like, the woman has to reach out to you before anything. So... She set up, put her mom on Bumble, and her mom knows and everything, but her mom's not really looking to date anyone because her and her late husband were basically soulmates, it seems like. So she's like, I just want someone to, like, possibly travel with, to be friends with, to talk to, and that's it. So I think that's how this came up, but she's partnered with Bumble, and each city she's bringing out a guy from Bumble. And the dude that she brought out at her show on Tuesday is from Amish county, whatever, in Ohio.
So how does he get on Bumble?
I think he grew up there. He's not there still.
So he's not Amish.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it. She joked and asked if he owned a puppy mill.
Okay.
He liked to travel. Oh, he said he wanted to be spontaneous on a date, like maybe the second date or something, like go somewhere warm, like a beach. And she was like, on the second date? Oh my gosh. And then was like, who's single? And not many people were single. And she's, yeah. And so it was funny. But his pictures were on the, like, the screen and everything there. And he played sports. He was in a baseball uniform. I know. I almost said outfit, and I'm really embarrassed for myself right now. There are other things, too. And I don't know how it happened, but somehow he took off his shirt. He was wearing a flannel, and he took off his button-up, and then he took off his shirt. Ripped.
But he wasn't wearing the... So he was, the photos behind him were his baseball outfit.
Correct.
And he was wearing a flannel on stage. I thought he was wearing his baseball outfit on stage.
That would be amazing. But he said that he likes to play sports and he's active and all that. She was like, so you must be in good shape. He was like, yeah, I work out. But, yeah, just took it off.
And then everyone was single suddenly?
Everyone was single. Ripped.
Okay.
It was fun. Michael's sister and I were like, woo!
You became single in that moment?
No.
That's good. Good answer.
But anyway, good times. Follow Heather K. McMahon.
Okay. A lot has happened.
Yeah, sorry.
So, maybe since a lot has happened, we've had less time to search for things. As we move into everyone's favorite segment, what have we searched for? DuckDuckGo'd, Googled, DuckDuckWent,
etc.
etc. Since the last episode. Jessica, lead it off.
Oh my gosh, I've talked so much. Okay.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I have Googled, because DuckDuckGo can go away, umbrella strollers, because when I went to Cincinnati, I took a stroller in case we went for a walk, because it wasn't that cold there. And my mom took Lil M for a walk one morning. So I brought that, and it's the stroller that goes with the car seat that we have. So it was pretty large, and I was like, we need to get an umbrella stroller, like something we could just throw, like even in the back seat on like where your feet go and everything. We need something small. So I looked up umbrella strollers, went to Wirecutter to find the best one, and didn't order it because I mean, we probably could have ordered it and it got here before I left, but it wasn't important, so... Look that up. I have no idea what the Wirecutter pick is, but I'm sure that when we purchase an umbrella stroller, that is what we will get.
I mean, I wouldn't say that we blindly follow the Wirecutter. Sometimes they mess up, as has been pointed out on the Twitter before, but...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Some famous podcasters have problems with some of the Wirecutter picks.
Mm.
So, it's juicy. But you have to do it with a grain of salt and make sure that their recommendation works for you.
Right. This one, honestly, I didn't click it and look really into it, but it looked bigger than what when I think of an umbrella stroller, like it looked bigger than that. Like I just want a tiny little umbrella stroller. We don't need anything fancy.
Right.
But yeah, so I looked that up. Another thing that I looked up was when she goes to her next well baby checkup, her 12-month one, how many vaccines are there? It was very mixed things. It was anywhere between 3 and 5 vaccines that she's going to get. And I don't think it's that many, but who knows. So, did not dive super deep into that one because I was like, better not to know going into it. I don't want to know how many shots she has to get because it's so sad. But I looked through all my open tabs in Safari and did not see anything else, so that is all I have Googled. What about you, Michael?
Like you, I had to look through some open tabs to make some of this up, but, so one thing I've Googled is this. Well, I did not Google this. I searched for it on DuckDuckGo, which I am falling out of love with DuckDuckGo, and we can touch up on this in a later episode, but I've been using a lot more G exclamation points, let's say.
Yeah, so just switch it to Google.
Okay, we can talk about this on a later episode.
Okay.
Can
I say something really quick?
Sure.
I got an Instagram sponsored ad by Wirecutter, And it's because I've been going to Wirecutter a lot lately.
But if you're... I don't know if that makes sense. Because if you're going to the site a lot, why would they put an ad on you?
I mean, it's
true. They already got you. You're already hooked.
True. I don't know. But I got it today and I was like, I already go to you. Yeah, go away.
Stupid New York Times. The failing New York Times. Sorry, I take that back.
Yeah. You bite your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
So I searched for the Cybertruck, which was on Friday morning. I wanted to see what it looked like, and it was worse than I could have ever imagined.
Who makes it?
Tesla. And
it ugly.
It's so... They don't make it, let's be clear. There's exactly one in existence from what I can gather. And
now it has broken windows.
Okay, maybe there's two, but... Because they were giving test drives. I don't know if they're giving test drives in the one with the broken windows, but like...
I literally asked... Is this just, like, a prototype?
It seems like a troll.
It's so ugly.
I don't think it's actually a troll, but it should be a troll. Like, in third grade, I couldn't draw cars, and I could draw something better than this.
Oh, for sure.
And...
It's hideous.
It's so ugly. But my galaxy brain thought on this, as I've shared, is... Not with the podcast, but with a friend, is... that I'm glad a car like this exists. I'm glad that people are willing to think outside the box and not all build the same toaster, because when I worked for a different company, it seemed like all we were trying to do was take cost out of the car and to make our systems function identically to every other system on the market, because that's what customers say they want. And as has been rehashed many times in many different forms, if you ask someone in the late 1800s what they wanted, they would have told you a faster horse. They wouldn't have said they wanted a car. And so it's important that there are companies making things that are outside the mainstream, that are different than what you can find anywhere else. But this, to me, is a step too far. Like, it's so ugly and so ridiculous. And I hope that something very different comes to market. I don't know if that would be true, but it's bad. So that's enough on that. I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No, it ugly.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Yeah. So maybe it doesn't have to be good, but I don't think they'll sell to many people who aren't fanboys. That's my professional opinion.
Right, right.
The next thing that I searched for was, is Nutella vegan? The answer is no. I am a user and abuser of peanut butter. I eat more peanut butter than any human being should.
He used to judge me for eating a spoonful of peanut butter here and there. Here and there. Yeah, and like... now, every night, he can't not have at least one, but it's usually two.
Yeah, if someone asked me...
Keeping spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Yeah, no, if someone asked me, what are you addicted to? I would say peanut butter. And so I was like, well, Nutella is just, what is it? Hazelnuts. It's just hazelnuts. So it's like hazelnut butter. But no, it turns out that it's not vegan. It's got milk powder in it, because every fucking thing has milk powder in it today.
A lot of, Michael and I were talking about this today, a lot of things have milk and just eggs. Like, there's a few things that I have looked at while I've been shopping, like, could I get this for Michael? And I'm like, oh, eggs.
People who make food products are just horny for milk and eggs. Apparently. Like, they see an maybe egg and they pop a boner.
Ew, maybe it's the binder.
I mean, for sure, but there's like, as we found in our...
I know, Awkwafina.
No, that's an actress.
I know.
Awkwafaba.
Awkwafaba.
Yeah, from chickpeas. Also known as garbanzo beans.
Yes. Very tasteful.
So tasty. And they have a ton of flavor. And so, anyway, I am derailed. But turns out Nutella is not vegan. Don't eat it if you don't want to, if you're a vegan, etc. If you're not consuming animal parts or secretement.
Ew.
I'm not going to stop using that word.
Please.
It's accurate. Please do. It's not ejaculate.
Michael, what the fuck?
It's basically ejaculate.
What else have you Googled?
I have Googled BJ Novak.
Yeah.
So I am late to this party by
a long time.
Half of my life, basically. But we've recently started watching the hit comedy sitcom. Wait, the hit comedy series, also known as a sitcom,
mm-hmm.
The Office,
mm-hmm.
from 2005. And along with that, I've listened to a couple of podcasts. So Somehow I Manage is a good podcast where they recap episode by episode what's happened in the office. And recently, a show has come out by Jenna Fisher and
Angela Kinsey. Kinsey, I think.
I don't know. Called Office Ladies. So I listened to the first episode of that. That's as far as I've made it. But
man, I should have listened to that on the drive.
Yeah, but here's the problem with it.
Yeah.
Each episode of The Office is 20 to 22 minutes long. And these podcasts are... I mean, so Somehow I Managed, their goal, stated goal when they started it, was to not be longer than the episode. They failed miserably at this.
I'm sure.
And so each episode is around 30 to 35 minutes from what
I've experienced. That's not miserably.
It's... You're off by 50%. That's pretty significant. But Office Ladies has no such stated goal.
Yeah.
And the first episode was like 57 minutes.
I mean, they were on the show, though.
Yeah, but... And like 60% of it is ads.
Oh.
And...
yeah, they gotta keep making money. They
have like three ad breaks. It's crazy. No, they don't need to...
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Like, just by doing it, they're increasing their royalties.
True.
Probably. If anybody rewatches the show on Netflix, I don't know how they get paid, but I'm sure they're making money on royalties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, but, no disrespect. Absolutely monetize. Do what you have to do. Like, I hope that we get to a point where we can do ads on the show.
Right.
That's a stretch goal. That's the dream. That is not, I would not say that that's the dream. I almost said that that was the dream. That's not the dream, but.
It's my dream.
I would absolutely.
I'm the one not working here. It's my dream.
Okay. I would absolutely run ads on the show if we had listeners to support it. If it would make us more than $1. Right. I mean, 1 cent per episode.
Right.
So anyway, watching The Office. So I Googled, I duck-winted. For BJ Novak, because in this episode of Office Ladies, it was revealed that he was actually the first hire for the show, which is weird. He's the intern, the temp, in seasons 1 and 2. And so it's just strange because he's a good actor from what I can gather. Like, he's good at playing the part of Ryan the temp, but it's just, of all the people in the show, you wouldn't have expected that he was the first person actually signed.
So I would like to tie back to Heather McMahon. She has a podcast, and it's called Absolutely Not. Actually, I think it is. Anyway, she says absolutely nots and stuff. It's just, like, ridiculous things. Like, absolutely not, don't cut your fucking toenails and fingernails on a plane and things like that. Or things. And someone called... She has a hotline you can call in, and one of the people was like, so is it just me, or is it just... Or is it killing anyone else that no one knows who Mindy Kaling's baby daddy is? Because she has a kid.
Is it BJ Novak?
And Heather was like, it's BJ Novak for sure. Come on, think about it. So it's a joke.
Oh, but they were dating, right?
It's not confirmed that he is the dad, but I thought that was amazing. I don't know if they dated. So.
I Googled it, right? I searched for it, so. Gee, dang it. interesting. It's all about Heather McMahon.
Yep.
This is the Heather McMahon episode. The Heather McMahon Spectacular.
She's so funny. She's so real. I really like her, and I just want to meet her. But I don't know what I would say to her.
Did she, like, do autographs after the show?
She has a meet and greet.
Yeah.
So when the tickets were first released, I was like, what the hell? The tickets are like $150. I thought they were going to be cheaper. Did she already sell out? So I waited for the next hour, because we're in Central Time, for the next start round of tickets to go. And then they sold out, but the show we went to in Columbus, my sister-in-law checked, and she was like, there's tickets, so I quickly went back to there, so I wonder if it got released at the wrong, like, they set the wrong time, who knows, but yeah, she had a meet and greet after the show that you could see her.
What was the point of that story, that the meet and greet was $150?
Well, you said, did she do, like, a autograph thing?
Okay, but I don't feel like you adequately answered my question.
Yes, you had to pay to do the meet and greet and get her autograph in that way.
Did it include the ticket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I talk too much.
Basically what I was saying. In code.
Love you.
And the last thing that I searched for was wire conduit. So last week after you left, when I was enjoying my freedom, I decided to finally plumb up the wiring for our electric car charging station. So we've been charging on the normal wall outlets, which charge extremely slow.
So slow.
And so I ran wire conduit for the first time. And so I did a lot of searching about the proper way and the things to buy and how to size things. So it was an experience, and it took way longer than I expected, but now our car charges extremely fast. Like, Jessica got home yesterday with 20% battery.
20 or 22.
Yeah, and it charged to 80% in 4 hours, whereas previously this would have taken 24 to 30 hours.
Yeah, it would have taken
on the normal wall. Like, it would still be out there charging, and
yeah,
we wouldn't have been able to, well, we would have. It just would have been a pain in the ass if we took it out today. Like, we took the car out today to go.
Yeah, when wherever. I plugged in the car last night, it said 435 was what it was going to take to charge it.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Pretty amazing.
Incredible, as the French would say.
Yeah.
So, that is the end of the searching section. So, before we move on to protein and starch, I would say let's revisit the wine.
Yes.
Since this is a podcast about wine and parenting and everything in between, we've talked about a lot of the in-between.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the wine.
I don't know. It's just kind of blah to me. I've been drinking it. It's not that sweet.
Yeah, it's not extremely remarkable. I think that's a really... I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right.
It's not remarkable. Like, I can taste that there's alcohol in it, but it's not overwhelming. It's just, like, a drink.
Yeah.
It's literally, like... Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that's actually... You could consider this a feature, actually, and not a defect, where... It's not remarkable, so you pair it with something that, like, it's not going to overshadow your food because it's just something that you can drink.
So you can, like, pair it with spicy cuisine?
I mean, let's see if it says what you can pair it with, but it does not say what you should eat with it. But you probably shouldn't eat apricots because they're in there. So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's...
That's a good point. For wines like that, when they're just kind of, like, even keel, is it so you can really enjoy the food?
Yeah, we might be the worst people to have a wine podcast.
Oh, shit, dog.
Because we don't know shit about wine.
We need to do some research. So that, how about, can we make a note that this needs to be a follow-up for the next one? Like, why...
Yeah, what are we following up on?
Like, why is wine just, like... ho-hum. I don't know how to describe it. Like, you're good at Googling things, and, like, what makes a wine better, best to enjoy with food or something. I don't know.
Okay. We'll follow up on this. We will have an answer for you in the next episode.
We'll try our best.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah.
Any more comments on the Flora and Stone Gewürztraminer?
No, but can I follow up on something earlier in the episode?
If you must.
Okay, thank you.
As long as it's not Heather McMahon.
It's not. So, I said that I stocked up on a lot of alcohol when I went home, and home is Cincinnati. So, I just want to shout out to the breweries that I got this from, because seriously, it's really good.
Okay.
Okay? So, there's Rheingeist. Very good. They have a number of different things. They have a milk stout, a lager, cider...
They're most famous for their IPA, just like every other fucking brewery.
Yes. Then there is Urban Artifact.
Most famous for their sours, which is why they're special and awesome and amazing, and you should support them, and their tap room is in a church.
And it's amazing. It's so, so good. Both of them are legit.
Urban Artifact's better. Don't at me.
Yeah. I got a 4-pack for him of Urban Artifact, and it was $20 for the 4-pack.
And it's totally going to be worth it.
Yeah.
$5 beers. It's like being at a restaurant in your own house.
And then I also got a cider from Blake's Cider in Michigan. Armada, Michigan. Okay. So, so good. They make ciders and wines, and they are all fantastic. I got a mead from Bee Nectar Meadery in Detroit, outside Detroit.
Ferndale.
Yes.
Visit their tap room if it's still open. That place was trippy.
Trippy. So good. Amazing. This one I got was a lemonade one. They have a mead called Zombie Killer, and it's amazing. And I almost got it, but I've had it like 10,000 times, so I decided not to. Also, I got something from Platform Beer Company. They make a lot of different... They have a Berliner Weisse. Okay. They have ciders, they have IPAs, I saw like a milk stout, they have all different types of things. I think that's based out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Northeast Ohio recently acquired, they're not a microbrewery anymore.
Oh, they're not? Mm-hmm. I think our friend told us that, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm trying to think if there's anything I left out, but there's just a lot of good options in Ohio and Michigan. And we go back, and the South is lacking ciders here, so that's what we'd really stock up on. And the Cincinnati ones are not in the South yet, not everywhere anywhere. Nashville has Rheingeist, but that's still a ways from us. And we go back and we stock up and we look like alcoholics, and it's amazing and it's fun. And I felt like there was going to be one other thing I was going to add, but now I don't remember, so.
Not important. So, while we're talking about your trip, let's move into the protein and starch. So, let's talk about baby road trip.
Yeah, let's hear Jessica talk even more.
Yeah, this is the Jessica episode, mm-hmm. Just like every other episode.
No, it's not.
So, Jessica.
Oh, jeez.
Let me interview you.
Okay, I'm here.
You drove a car.
I did.
To Cincinnati from where we live.
Correct.
Roughly 500 miles.
Okay.
A little bit more. What kind of car did you drive?
I drove a Tesla Model 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the range like on that?
I think it's around 300, 310 miles per, with one, like a full battery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So how was your experience driving at 500 miles?
It's so good. It's easy driving. The autopilot is amazing. I will say what I say to people that ask me about it. I love it. You have to go into it knowing that you are going to stop and charge for anywhere between 15 and 40 minutes. It plans the thing for you. Autopilot is great. It will change lanes for you. You hit the thing. You can even do like an autopilot drive where it will know to just change lanes without you telling it to. I don't do that. So nice. The steering wheel, it does say like, please lightly touch the steering wheel or whatever for... Sorry if you heard that. Somehow my phone got activated by whatever I said.
Hey, steering wheel.
Wow. But yeah, you have to touch the steering wheel to make sure that you are paying attention. So any of those things that you see that someone wrecked or whatever, the car, the autopilot was not good. They were probably trying to trick the system and put something false on the steering wheel. That's just my two cents. I don't know the story, but you just pay attention. It's so easy. It's so smooth driving. It was very good. And on the way there, I only made 2 stops. And on the way back, I made 3 stops to charge.
Yeah. And it was $12 in fuel cost for supercharging on the way there. And actually less on the way home, like $10, because you didn't get charged for one because Tesla is terrible at this kind of thing. So... I have nothing but positive things to say about the car as well. Well, almost nothing but positive things to say about the car, but share a pretty similar opinion. It's the best car I've ever owned.
There's only one thing that do not like about it.
Which is?
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? You don't need a key to get in this car. It's your phone. Okay? You worked me up. You asked for this. You don't need a key. So a lot of car companies have like the keyless entry and you just keep the key on your person. And as long as it's in range, you unlock it. This goes on your phone, and it's Bluetooth-oriented, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it's an iPhone thing, and your Bluetooth turns off, or what happens. It loses it. There are times that I'm holding low M, and I try to open the door, and it's like, unlocked! I'm not gonna unlock, even though you're standing right here. So you have to get your phone out, and unlock it, and open it. And then the car unlocks. So when you have an infant, when you have groceries or something, it's really annoying. And then the other day, I'm leaving my mom's with my mom and Lil M to go to my grandparents' house. And it doesn't unlock. So I have to go into the app. And I have to remotely unlock it. And it's like, this is going to unlock all the doors. Are you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, yes, I want to fucking do this.
This is literally what I want.
This is what the hell? So I get in there. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So we get in the car, we cool. And then it was like, take your little key card thing, because there's a key card. I don't know what the fuck that is about. I don't understand it. You can explain it when I'm finished doing this, but I'm really mad about it. Take the key card and tap it on this little shitty thing by the center console.
Oh, there's not a little shitty thing for you to tap it on. You just tap it on the center console.
It doesn't matter. It's shitty because it made me do it.
Okay.
So I had to do that. Like, what is the point in having a phone that is your key? I'm holding my phone up right now because I'm really unhappy. Mm-hmm. What's the point in having a phone mm-hmm. that's your key and it doesn't work? And I know there's an option to spend like $150 and to get a key. Is it like a Kessie thing? Like a remote thing? Or would you actually... There's nowhere to plug a key in, correct?
No, there's nowhere to plug okay. a key in. Okay.
So, like, I know there's that option. And I don't want to do it. But I want to do it. Because it's so frustrating when you are carrying a baby. And you have to get your phone out. It's so... So for every I swear 90% of the time this happens, I'm like, you motherfucking piece of fucking shit car. What are you fucking do? Every time, piece of fucking shit car is what I say. Or you motherfucking car is what I say all the time when it doesn't unlock. I get so mad. What's the point of not having a key? Michael's losing it. He's cracking up. I can't. And if you guys don't like the F-bomb, then you know what? We can't be friends. But otherwise, I love the car. One thing before you explain this key card thing. The guy last week named Mike at the birthday party who said he doesn't need friends also has a Tesla and also has a Model 3.
They brought their shitty Ford Edge instead.
Whatever. I didn't ask why. Maybe it was because they had a toddler and they didn't want to deal with charging. Whatever. I don't care. But I said, hey, do you have issues with it not unlocking with your phone? He was like, do you have an iPhone? And I said, yes. He was like, that's it. Once I got an Android, it's been fixed.
Yeah, so...
He left the Apple iPhone world and went to an Android. And he has not had an issue.
Yeah, so you need green bubbles.
I don't want green bubbles. I like blue bubbles. I like to see the bubbles like someone's typing. Bubble, bubble, bubble. But that's how annoying it is. Someone left.
Did he do it for this reason?
That's what it seemed like.
I don't think that's
based on my very little communication with him.
Yeah, because he doesn't need more friends, Jessica.
That's true, he doesn't. I wasn't asking to be his friend. I just wanted to bitch about it. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
I'm not sure he left for that reason. I was not involved in this conversation. I have no information. I just doubt very much that he left for Android simply because of his car. Because there are cheaper ways to solve this. Yeah. I would love to see you switch to Android.
Yeah, I can.
I'll take your phone. It has a great camera.
It does. That's true.
Anyway,
tap the key card thing.
Tap key card. It just has an RFID key card. Like, it's not that complicated. So the car comes with two credit card sized RFID keys, quote unquote, that are $5 to replace instead of $200 plus for most smart keys on a modern car when you include programming. So I think that's a feature, but the primary way you're supposed to use it is with Bluetooth Low Energy on your phone. And yeah, so it's phone dependent. If the phone has a memory issue or a software issue that causes it to kill the Tesla app in the background, then it's going to have a delay in opening, or in some cases will require you to open the app. And so the latest version of iOS, the second from latest version, had a bug where it was killing apps in the background unnecessarily, which means like basically like when you see a geezer on the there's like an old person in front of you or someone who's read a terrible BuzzFeed article about you should kill all the apps, like if they it's basically like that. So the operating system is going in and swiping up for you and killing all the apps. Which, by the way, don't kill all the apps.
Yeah.
Just let them live. Let them breathe! And so, don't kill the apps, but the operating system was accidentally or for some reason doing it. And so that's what I theorize might have been happening for Jessica in this most recent incident. But we've had the car for over a year and it seems like it's been a persistent...
It's been more frequent in the past few months. I will say that.
Since you upgraded your phone?
I think even before that.
Okay, that's fair. Just looking for data here.
I think before, but I don't know. But it's been very bad in the last 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay, so this matches with the software update that you didn't finish applying.
I tried to finish it. It said download pause. It said something paused, and I was like, everything is a piece of motherfucking shit that I own. Ugh.
Wow.
I don't think that, but I just don't understand why it paused on me.
It's just a real first world ranting problem. I know. So enough about the car. What about the rest of the trip?
Okay, so, dear listener, let me just tell you about the trip, okay? Because that's what you're here for, traveling with a baby, okay?
They're here for the wine and for the parenting.
Correct.
And the peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Hurry up, let's get to that. Okay, so the first... The first trip that I made from here to Cincinnati, I only stopped twice to charge, which is not bad at all. If you know going into this that you have to stop and charge, you just plan accordingly. The car, you put in your destination and it tells you where to stop. It tells you how long you are going to need to charge to get to the next point and so on. So you know going into it, it's so easy. And I am a huge advocate for saying, yes, you should buy this car, because if you timed yourself at a gas station, you would be shocked at how long you're there.
Shocked.
Shocked between getting gas, going in to get a snack, to go to the bathroom, and especially if you have multiple people with you and everyone needs to go to the bathroom or people want to buy multiple things, then you are there for 10 to 20 minutes, I'd say.
Right. Like, you stand in the aisle, you're like, do I want the Doritos or do I want the Funyuns? Like, it's so hard to make a decision. And then you're like, well, do I want Gatorade or do I want Coca-Cola or do I want a slushy? Like, it's so hard to make up your mind.
It is. Or do you want the hot coffee or do you want to get a cold Starbucks?
Do I want Flamin' Hot Cheetos or normal Cheetos? I want no Cheetos because that shit has milk in it.
Yeah. But really, like, time yourself the next time you're stopping to get fuel. Like, you will be shocked at how long you would be there. And yes, you're lucky sometimes where you don't have to go get a snack or go to the bathroom and you're there for 5 minutes, maybe, whatever. But a lot of the times you're there at minimum 10 minutes, but it goes up the more people you travel with. So stopping to charge is not a big deal. The first one was nice. It was in a Tesla service center. Lil M was able to get out and crawl around and just be the biggest ham and like smile at people, laugh at people. They had a cute little like Tesla like car there for kids, and I put her in there and got a couple pictures with her.
Oh, you didn't share those with me yet.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I didn't look at them yet.
Babe, I sent them to you on Sunday when I left.
I don't think that's true.
I swear to God.
To God.
I swear to Frisky Turbo.
Better.
And then it was good. So the first leg of the journey to Cincinnati, 2 hours and 45 minutes. She did great. We left right after she woke up from her morning nap, and she was giggling and talking to herself in the car seat, playing with some toys, so fine, and fell asleep. Stop at the outside Nashville at the Tesla service center. She crawls around, shakes her sillies out. She's cool. We get back in the car to go to Louisville, about 2 hours and 45 minutes again. She was fine. She slept the majority of that one. I'd say at least 1 hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. So pretty quickly after getting back in the car, she fell asleep. That one was just in a parking lot. A little strip mall or something was right there with like a coffee place and other things. We just opted to stay in the car because I only needed to charge for 15 minutes. But I stayed a little longer just so I wouldn't be without battery when I got to my mom's house. She was fine. Had a bottle, had a teether. We were cool. Awesome. Move on. She got a little fussy on the last leg of the trip, because she had already slept so much and she was like, I'm so sick of being in this car seat, but she was never once hysterical and didn't cry a ton. She was just off and on fussy. And then I don't know if she actually fell asleep or if she just like chilled out or what, because it was dark. So she did great. And then we got to my mom. She was fine. The whole week she was amazing. She didn't nap that much during the day because there were only a couple of days that we didn't do a lot, but she was just visiting people and she did so well with everyone. She did great going back into the car seat. She did great seen people. She had met everyone before. The only two people that she cried with were my brother-in-law for some reason, and then she was fine with him. And then my old neighbor that I had dinner with when I found out Michael bought the robot vacuum. After like a minute, she was totally fine with both of them. She's the biggest ham and she just loves everyone. So she did amazing. She was a trooper. And like I said, she didn't nap that much. So like Tuesday, for example, since she really only napped for like an hour and a half total during the day, she slept from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. And it legit, so legit. She did great. So, so good. And Wednesday, I think every day, every time we got in the car seat, she fell asleep except one time. So she was just like, gonna sleep when I can. But she did amazing. I don't think I complained to you once about her, right?
Not at all.
Like, it was just, she was so good.
So good.
And then on the way back, I stopped three times to charge because it was a little cooler, is what I think Michael came to conclusion on.
It was cooler. You started with less charge because the level one charging at your mom's house.
Yeah. So I get to Louisville to charge and it says I need to charge for 40 minutes. And we get out, we go to that coffee place right there. I change her diaper. We're cool. I was going to chill inside, but I forgot her bottle in the car. So we go back to the car, we watch Netflix and we're just chilling and she was fine. And then the car stopped charging for some reason. And I was like, what the hell? So I get out, I unplug it, I plug it back in. Cool. And it did it again. I think it did it two or three times. I don't know. At one point, I plug it back in, and then Madeline and I get out of the car, and we walk around the parking lot so she can just, like, have some fresh air, and we get back, and it was finished. It said it stopped charging. So, and when we got back in there, too, it said that I needed to make 4 stops on the way home, which was stupid. And, like, why? 4 stops when I only had to do 2 on the way to Cincinnati? So I called Michael, and I was flustered because I was like, why does the car keep stopping the charge? And also, like, I was not mentally prepared for 4 stops. I was mentally prepared going into this for 3. Why 4? So I was not thrilled about it, but I got over it once I left Louisville. I was like, whatever, it is what it is. But you have to go into it being prepared. You were going to stop. Okay, it says 2 times. There is a good chance that you could stop 3 times because of the way you're driving or because of the weather or something like that. That if you're going really fast, okay, the car is going to be smart enough and be like, you can't make it to this place to charge, so you got to stop at this one now. So sorry about it. Like, good luck. And that wasn't my case at all. I was just like, what the hell? Why is it going to tell me to stop 4 times? And then it changed it to 3 times. So it was fine. I stopped Louisville, Bowling Green, which was only like an hour and a half later, which actually ended up being okay because she got fussy. And then the next stretch was like 2 hours and 45 minutes, I'd say. And she was great for that one. She slept the majority of the time for that one, too. And then the last leg of the journey was 2 hours after the third charging stop, and she was pretty fussy. But she had been in the car all day. I don't blame her. The poor little thing. And then I was like, I know, I just want to be home. And it was dark and it was rainy. So I was like so focused on just driving and not using autopilot a ton, to be honest, just because I trust the car 100%, but also I want to know what's going on when it's raining and stuff. And so I just, for me, sometimes I like to be more in control in that instance, even though some people may argue that the car will be better at it than me, but for me.
So you use adaptive cruise, but not auto steering.
Correct. And I just kept the gap between the car in front of me bigger because of the rain and everything. And it was fine. And I texted Michael shortly after I got back in the car and was like, is it supposed to rain the whole time? And apparently when it was raining at that moment, it wasn't showing on the radar that there was rain. So it was very odd. It was just off and on, but I don't see well at night and in the rain. So I was like, ugh, I just don't want this. But I'd say the last hour was when she really got fussy. There were a few times that she was pretty unhappy and crying pretty hysterically, but she got over it pretty fast. But I kept toys with me in the front seat and was like, okay, you're unhappy, here's a new toy. What about this toy? What about this toy? Do you want this toy? And a burp cloth is basically her lovey and, like, helps soothe her. So I was like, you need a burp cloth? Here's a burp cloth. What about this one? And then since it was dark, I didn't know if she, like, had already thrown her burp cloth overboard in the car seat, so I just kept handing them to her. And at one point, well, when we got back, she had 3 burp cloths with her. And I was like, oh, whatever. So, it was, overall, it was amazing. I am so happy that she did so well. I'm so, so happy, because I do not do well when she's crying.
Yeah, you definitely don't.
In the car, I'm better, because I know there's nothing I can do. Unless she's hysterically screaming for like 10 minutes or something, I'm not going to stop. Like, I will not stop unless it's like an infant newborn screaming where just like the world is ending, you know? I'm not going to stop, because I'm like, at some point, your fussiness will go away. And also, there's nothing I can do, because getting you out of this car seat is going to be worse to get you out and then put you back in it. So, we're cool. But she did amazing.
Yeah.
And she was very happy to see Michael when we got home.
It was cute.
It was very cute. But, I mean, I traveled alone. It wasn't like I was alone, because I had my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But the car ride, being alone, it was super okay. I'm very impressed with myself and Madeline, because we did so well.
Yeah.
So well.
Y'all killed it.
We killed it. And so hopefully when we go back home to Cincinnati for Christmas, she will kill it then as well.
Yeah.
And also, if anyone who knows us listens to this podcast, please ship all your Christmas and birthday presents to our house, and do not give them to us in Cincinnati, because we have a limited amount of space in this car.
We have a limited amount of space in this house, so alternatively, just consider, like, not getting us stuff.
A gift card, maybe?
Or, like, a...
Clothes. But not a ton. Like, clothes for the future.
Yeah, or, like, a savings bond, or, like, a college fund, or, you know.
Text us. We'll let you know what to get.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, it was so, so good.
Or nothing. We have no expectations.
I do.
Okay. So anyway, this has been an advertisement for the Tesla Corporation. But use my referral code if you want to buy a Tesla. I know if you need it. And
do you really have one?
Everyone has one.
Oh, cool. Yes. Autopilot is the most amazing thing ever. It's so good. It makes it effortless driving and not stressful or anything. You just have to let it do its thing. If you're too worried about people being douchebags and cutting in and out of traffic and everything, like, just, you can't let that bother you. You let the car do its thing, and it is so, like, stress-free.
Yeah, it really takes a lot of the mental fatigue out of driving.
It does, because even just randomly driving a car that does not have adaptive cruise or anything like that, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, if you drive a car without adaptive cruise, you're basically living in the Stone Age.
You're a peasant.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying without saying it.
Yeah, that's my thing, though. I like to say we're peasants, like, in regards. Like, I said that at work one time. Like,
what are we peasants in regards to? You and I.
Not us, but okay. Just in general.
Just wondering.
Yeah, no, not us. But I said it at work one time thinking that my boss's boss wasn't there, and he was an aisle over, and I think he heard me say that.
I'm glad you didn't get fired.
Yeah. He has a sense of humor, though. He was probably like...
This peasant.
He probably thought I was a peasant, so it's fine.
Anything else to add on the road trip with baby?
Nope. Road trip with baby was amazing.
Yeah. We'll do it again in just a month.
I know.
So anyway, I'm going to go eat some peanut butter and watch The Office.
Yes!
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So leave us some feedback, anchor.fm/cheap. You can leave us a review on iTunes now, because we're on iTunes.
iTunes, so yes.
It really helps us out a lot. That's what every podcast says. I have no fucking clue if it actually helps us. But
leave us a review. Hit us up on social at Instagram, CheapWineParenting. Slide into those DMs. Leave us a voice thing on Anchor. Like, do all these things. Come on, guys. Help us out. We like you. We hope you like us. And if you hate my voice, this is not the episode for you.
Yeah. Thanks for making it this far into the episode.
We know it's a long one.
Thanks to the
Anchor
Corporation for fucking up our first recording. We'll get into that later. Maybe we're not going to dwell on it right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to go eat some peanut butter.
Peanut butter, yeah.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.